Hey, Being at Work listeners, you know, I talk so much on this feed about connection and paying attention to what you want and what you need. And something that I have been really leaning into over the last several months is my friendships, and particularly those friends, those women in my life who see me, who encourage me to listen to myself, that encourage me to be more of who I am. That's sisterhood, where there isn't this tension, this competitiveness, this judgment. I can just show up exactly as I am with all of it. And so in the spirit of conjuring more of that, my dear friends and fellow coaches, Rachel Pritz and Jennifer Chapman, and I have recently launched a sisterhood project. And it's a forum to bring women together in lots of different ways, to play together, to laugh together, to learn together, to explore together. And so recently I hosted the first sisterhood project game night in my home. So there were six of us and we laughed our asses off. It was so free and unencumbered, and just the armor came off, the guards were down, and we laughed and laughed. At the end of the night, my stomach hurt because I had been laughing so hard, and so I knew it was a great night. And so I share this with you as a reminder to conjure those relationships wherever you can. You know, if you are a woman, conjuring sisterhood, the relationships that fill you up. And as a guy, same thing. Where can you find places of vulnerability? We need that. It's only when the armor comes off that connection can happen, when we expose who we really are. So here's to finding more of that today and always. What a great way to take care of yourself and ultimately each other.